मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम् ॐ शननिं सारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयो श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः श्रुतिनिगदितमार्गस्थापनयावतारं भुवनविजयकीर्तिं शंकरं भाष्यकारं नमामः My most humble pranams to most revered Gita Pranamataji and other Matajis and love to devotees. Today, on the special occasion of Bhagavad Pada Sri Shankaracharya's Janmatithi, we have gathered here to recollect some memories from his life and his teaching. Swami Vivekananda says, Here, children of immortal bliss, I have found the Ancient One who is beyond all darkness, all delusion. Knowing Him alone, you shall be saved from death over again. We are the children of immortal bliss. What a sweet, what a hopeful name, heirs of immortal bliss. To celebrate the Tithi Pujas of these great Mahatmas will have constructive impact, urging us in our lives to try to follow the footsteps of these Mahapurushas and go forward towards the achievement of the purpose for which we are born as human beings in our great country, the Bharat, which is famous for spiritual heritage since ancient times. Taking country with country, there is not one race on this earth to which the world owes so much as to the patient Hindu, the mild Hindu, who has been the blessed child of God. Civilizations have arisen in other parts of the world. In ancient times and modern times, great ideas have emanated from strong and great races. Wonderful ideas have been carried forward from one race to another. Seeds of great truth and power have been cast abroad by the advancing tides of national life. But mark you, Swami Vivekananda says, it has been always with the blast of war. Each idea had to be soaked in a deluge of blood. This is the main other nation's thought. But India has for thousands of years peacefully existed. History has no record and tradition dares not peer into the gloom of that intense past. Even from then until now, ideas have marched out from her. We of all nations of the world have never been a conquering race, and that blessing is on our head. And therefore we live. This is the reason our Bharat is the blessed child of God. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati Bharata अभ्युत्थानम अधर्मस्य तदात्मानं सृजाम्यहम् परित्राणाय साधूनां विनाशाय च दुष्कृतां धर्मसंस्थापनार्थाय संभवामि युगे युगे Whenever virtue subsides and immorality prevails, then I come again and again to help the world. Sri Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. Just before the advent of Bhagavan Shankara, Buddhism taught that everything is shunya. This negative, pessimistic, life-denying ideology is one of the main cause of destruction of our culture and civilization of that time. This shunyavada is completely negative, opposite. Because of this, people started turning away from the healthy ways of life, and people in large number, both men and women, started to become monks. Buddhism opens the door of monasticism for one and all, without any reference to any eligibility. The result is complete degradation of monastic system. Vedic Karmakanda denied, rituals were completely rejected. The common man has to hold on puja. It needs various rituals to hold on. But everything is denied. The result is all kinds of dirty practices entered into the everyday life of human beings. The entire Indian subcontinent's politically disintegrated, socially broken into small groups, culturally totally shattered, religiously conflicting with each sex, morally totally destruction. From this situation, India has to be brought back again to healthy state. In this way, the Sanatana Dharma, the ancient and eternal religion, now commonly known as Hinduism, based on the Vedas, was facing stiff opposition from several quarters. The Kapalikas and Vamachara cults, which propagated unethical and abominable practices in the name of religion. Every one of these was trying to shake the foundation of Hinduism. The ideology of Vedanta is completely positive. Everything is bliss. Vedanta, which is that, uplifts everything. It was at such a critical period of the Vedic religion, which badly needed a true and staunch follower to restore it to its former glory, the Shankara born. Shivaguru and Aryamba were a deeply pious couple belonging to a well-known Nambudiri caste living in Kaladi on the bank of river Purna in the Kerala state. This childless couple performed austerities and offered intense prayers at the shrine of Shiva at Vrishachal or Vadaknath, also known as Chandramoleshwar. One day, God Shiva appeared to Shivaguru in a dream and, being propitious, offered to give Shivaguru whatever boon he wanted. On his praying for the birth of a son, the great God said, "I grant your prayer, but have to select either of these two alternatives, either an all-knowing and virtuous but short-lived son, or one who would live very long but without any special virtue or greatness." Shivaguru preferred the first alternative, and the Lord blessed him, saying that he would have a son who would be ranked as all-knowing but would have a short span of life. This is our India specialist, that parents, father and mother, they do intense prayers and austerities to get good, healthy and noble child. Shivaguru named the child as Shankara. Sham means happiness, joy. Kara means bestower. So Shankara is bestower of joy and peace on the whole world. Shankara was extraordinarily brilliant and mastered all the shastras taught to him, even at a young age. Unfortunately, Father Shivaguru died soon. So he went to other teachers for study. Then he was brahmachari. In those days, they have to beg and cook themselves. Once he went for bhiksha. Unfortunately, he went to a widow, very poor lady, to her house. He begs for some food. This poor widow, she didn't have herself anything to eat, and this young brahmachari has come. So she has to give something. All that she had was only one dry amlaki, nellikai. She brought that one and placed it in his hand. "This is all I have, and all that I have given you," she told with great sorrows. Shankara was very much moved by her poverty. Then and there he prayed to Goddess Lakshmi, praying her 16 stanzas, that is Kanaka Lakshmi Stava. When he was singing 9th stanza, he prayed, "Narayana Pranayini Nayanambu Vaha." हे नारायणी, यू शुड बी ग्रेसफुल अपॉन दिस अनफॉर्च्युनेट वुमन अँड मे शी गेट वेल्थ. इमिडिएटली देअर वॉज अ रेन ऑफ गोल्डन आमलकी. दॅट पुअर लेडी हॅज गिवन वन ऑर्डिनरी ड्राय आमलकी. बट बिफोर गिविंग धीस बून, लक्ष्मी आस्क शंकरा, हाऊ कॅन आय गिव्ह एनी वेल्थ टू धीस लेडी. इन हर पूर्वजन्मा अप टू नाऊ शी हॅज नॉट गिवन एनीथिंग टू एनी वन. हाऊ कॅन आय गिव्ह एनीथिंग टू हर. समथिंग शी हॅज गिवन, इन रिटर्न आय कॅन गिव्ह हर मच मोअर. शंकरा शोड वन आमलकी इन हिज हँड. शी हॅज गिवन मी धीस मच, इज इट नॉट इनफ. देन मदर लक्ष्मी शॉवर्ड गोल्डन आमलकीज. इन्स्टंटली द पुअर लेडी बिकेम रिच वेल्दी. बीइंग इनड्रॉन बाय टेम्परामेंट अँड हॅविंग रिअलाइज्ड द ट्रान्झिटरी नेचर ऑफ द वर्ल्ड थ्रू द डायरेक्ट एक्सपिरियन्स ऑफ द डेथ ऑफ हिज फादर, ही डिसायडेड टू एम्ब्रेस संन्यासा. द ओनली इम्पेडिमेंट इन द पाथ वॉज द मदर्स लव अँड अटॅचमेंट अँड द नीड टू टेक हर परमिशन. बाय अ क्विर्क मीन्स अनएक्सपेक्टेड टर्न ऑफ डेस्टिनी, वन डे व्हेन ही वॉज टेकिंग बाथ इन द रिवर पूर्णा, ए बिग क्रोकोडाईल कॉट हिम. ॲज ही वॉज स्ट्रगलिंग फॉर लाईफ, ही अपील टू हिज वेलिंग मदर हू वॉज स्टँडिंग ऑन द बँक टू गिव्ह हिम परमिशन टू टेक संन्यासा मेंटली अँड डाय इन पीस. दिस इज कॉल्ड आतुर संन्यासा, संन्यासा टेकन जस्ट बिफोर डेथ. मदर हॅड नो अल्टरनेटिव्ह बट टू ऑब्लाइज. हाउएव्हर द क्रोकोडाईल लेफ्ट हिम ॲज मिस्टेरियसली ॲज इट हॅड कॉट हिम. ॲज पर द स्क्रिप्चरल इंजंक्शन्स, ही नाऊ हॅड टू टेक फॉर्मल संन्यासा. मोस्ट अनविलिंगली द मदर गेव हिम द परमिशन टू डू सो, बट विथ अ कंडिशन दॅट ही शुड बी बाय हर बिसाईड ॲट द टाईम ऑफ हर डेथ. वी सी मातृभक्ती द कॉमन थिंग इन ग्रेट लाईव्स. इन शंकरज लाईफ ऑल्सो वी सी सेम थिंग. बिफोर लिविंग द हाऊस फॉर फॉर्मल संन्यासा फॉर हिज मदर द ओल्ड लेडी हूज बॉडी हॅज बिकम वीक बाय फास्ट अँड अदर ॲसेटिक ऑब्झर्वन्सेस, इन ऑर्डर टू मेक द रिवर पूर्णा इझिली ॲक्सेसेबल, ही प्रेड टू रिवर अँड चेंज इट कोर्स अँड वॉज फ्लोईंग थ्रू द नेबरहूड ऑफ दॅट होम. सेकंडली ही रिनोव्हेटेड हिज मदर्स कॉटेज. अँड थर्ड, हिज मदर वॉज स्टॉन्च डिवोटी ऑफ लॉर्ड विष्णू. शंकरा रिनोव्हेटेड विष्णू टेम्पल अँड एस्टॅब्लिश्ड द इमेज इन अ सेक्युअर प्लेस. नो शंकरा लेफ्ट द हाऊस इन सर्च ऑफ हिज गुरु. ही केम टू ओंकारेश्वर. हिज गुरु श्री गोविंदपादा वॉज लिव्हिंग ऑन द बँक ऑफ द रिवर नर्मदा इन अ केव. दे से इफ यू बेद इन गंगा यू विल बी प्युरिफाईड, इफ यू ड्रिंक तुंगा यू विल बी प्युरिफाईड, बट जस्ट इफ यू सी नर्मदा यू विल प्युरिफाय. सो पीपल से नर्मदे हर हर, मीन्स मदर नर्मदे आय हॅव सीन यू, लेट ऑल पापास टेक अवे माय सिन्स. सर्व वेदांत सिद्धांत गोचरम तम गोचरम गोविंदम परमानंदम सद्गुरुम प्रणतोस्म्यहम. माय सॅल्युटेशन्स टू श्री श्री सद्गुरु गोविंदम हू इज ऑफ द नेचर ऑफ ब्लिस ॲब्सल्यूट. गुरु गोविंदपादा ॲक्सेप्टेड शंकरा ॲज अ शिष्य. द विगरस ट्रेनिंग स्टार्टेड. वन्स द रिव्हर रेवा, अनदर नेम ऑफ नर्मदा, गॉट फ्लडेड. सीईंग दॅट हिज टीचर इज ॲब्झॉर्ब्ड इन समाधी, अटरिंग अ पॉवरफुल मंत्रा, शंकरा गॅदर्ड ऑल द फ्लड वॉटर्स इन टू हिज कमंडलू. वेन गोविंदपादा लर्न धीस, ही सेड देर इज नो वन इक्वल टू यू इन द वर्ल्ड. यू हॅव टू रिस्टोअर द स्पिरिच्युअल ग्रेटनेस ऑफ द कंट्री बाय रायटिंग्स ऑन द वेदांता. सो यू हॅव टू गो टू द सिटी ऑफ शिवा, वाराणसी, काशी, द हार्ट ऑफ ऑल लर्निंग, सेक्रेड अँड सेक्युलर. There the Divine Mother will shower on you her choicest blessings. Shadangadi Vedo Mukhe Shastra Vidya Kavitvam Cha Gadyam Cha Supadyam Karoti Guru Rangri Padme Manashena Lagnam Tatah Kim Tatah Kim Tatah Kim. Even if you have studied the Vedas, have knowledge of scriptures, can compose exquisite prose, but your mind is not attached to the lotus feet of your guru, then what is the use? What is the use? What is the use? He prostrated himself before the lotus feet of the guru and deep sorrow at heart took leave of him. He came to Banaras, the seat of learning and culture of India. When he came to Kashi, he was not believers of Shakti. Divine Mother gave him lesson. He understood Brahman and his Shakti, power of Brahman. He started teaching and preaching his doctrine of Advaita Vedanta. A strange encounter here with an untouchable, who was none other than Lord Vishwanatha himself, removed the last vestige of ignorance from his mind, making him a perfect teacher. There he gathered number of disciples, among whom Sanandana, later known as Padmapada. As directed by Shiva, Shankara proceeded to Badrinath, the famous pilgrimage center in the Himalayas, where he got intuition that image of Narayana is under the water. He renovated the old temple and installed the image in the temple and instituted proper modes of ritualistic worship. Then he started writing his commentary on the Brahma Sutras, Gita, Upanishads, Glory of Vishnu Sahasranama, etc. One day, an old man came to debate with him. 7 days, nobody could defeat each other. And then Shankara came to know that he is not an ordinary man. That old man said, "I am Vyasa. I wanted to test you. I am happy with your good knowledge of Vedanta. Now you preach this Vedanta all over India." Shankara was supposed to die at the age of 16, but Vyasa gave more 16 years to him. Later on, he moved towards South India, vanquishing and converting many scholars. Kumarila Bhatta, who was a follower of Purva Mimamsa and therefore a dualist, but he was dying, he said to Shankara, "If you defeat Mandana, famous scholars, your path for the establishment of the doctrine of Advaita as the true Vedic teaching will be clear of all obstacles." Shankara left the Prayag and came to Mahishmati. There he saw some ladies who were going to fetch the water. He asked them the directions of Mandana Mishra's house. These ladies replied, "Svatah pramanam paratah pramanam shukangana yatra giro vadanti avahi tan mandana mishra dhamaha." The house where the parrots are discussing or debating on Vedanta, know that this is Mandana Mishra's house. Shankara saw in one house parrots were singing, speaking, discussing. One says svatah pramanam, means is it established by itself. Other fellow says, "No, no, no, it is not Svatah Pramanam, it is Paratah Pramanam." Then Shankara understood, this is the Mandana Mishra's house. In the debate between Shankara and Mandana Mishra, Shankara says, "Vedas proclaim that Brahmadhyana is the only solution for attaining immortal freedom, moksha, liberation. And Brahmadhyana is the essence of the teaching of the Upanishads." But Mandana Mishra says, "Upanishad and Vedas teaches highest heaven, where one can go and enjoy." In this way, 18 days argument went on. Ubhayabharati, Mandan Mishra's wife, was the goddess Saraswati. Because of curse, she got human birth. Shankara knows she is not an ordinary woman. And she, Saraswati, became umpire. Condition was, whoever failed, he has to follow other. If Shankara defeated, he has to accept household life. And if Mandana Mishra defeated, he has to accept sannyasa life. Shankara defeated Mandan Mishra and Ubhayabharati also. Mandana Mishra became sannyasi, later known as Sureshwara. Now Shankara came to Sri Veli in Andhra Pradesh. There he came in contact with Prabhakar Pandit, a great scholar. His 15 years son was dumb, so Prabhakar was very unhappy about it. Shankara saw child with the father. Then he said, no, he is not dumb, he is Brahmajnani. He does not want to talk anything other than God. I will make him talk. He asked the boy, who are you, kathvam? Immediately boy started talking in Sanskrit. Naha manusha na cha deva yaksho na brahmana kshatriya vaishya shudra na brahmachari na gruhi na vanastha bhikshur na cha nijabodha rupa. I am not man, neither I am yaksha or devata, neither I am brahmin, kshatriya, vaishya, shudra, not brahmachari, not sannyasi also, bhikshur na cha. I am Nijabodha Rupa. I am the pure consciousness. Then Shankara says to his father, see how he is talking. He did not say I am Prabhakar Pandit's son. He says, I am Nijabodha Rupa, pure consciousness. He will not become householder. He will not serve you. So this son is not fit for you. Give this son to me. He will be my disciple. This son became Hastamalaka. Amalaka means Nellikai Amala. Fruit is on the palm of hand. Hastamalaka. He had Brahmajnana. After some time, he added one more distinguished disciple and named him Totaka. Meanwhile, he learned that his mother was on her deathbed. He hurried to her and gave her a vision of Lord Vishnu before she passed away. After completing the successful tour of the south, Shankara now journeyed to the north right up to Kashmir. Shankara had tremendous task in front of him. He had to look into political front, spiritual front, religious front. He had to look into cultural and moral front. He had to look into social front. During the Buddhist time, India was sick. Bhagwan Shankara injected pure Vedic Sanatana Dharma thought system into the veins of India's body. Because of this pure blood of Vedic Sanatana Dharma, India has become alive. Hinduism once again became active. With this strengthened body, India could stand with all invasions. If India had not been strengthened by Shankara long back, Indian society would have been fallen and it had been fully victimized by Islamic invaders. All over the India, wherever he goes, he defeated all the other schools and preached his Advaita Vedanta, non-dualistic philosophy. His vision was unifying these entire subcontinent by bringing back to the Vedic fold. To strengthen the age-old Vedic Sanatana Dharma, which has been flowing from ageless past, he unfolded the banner of Vedanta. He wrote commentaries. As long as this creation lasts, his commentaries stand unshakable. He gathered the group of monks around him, capable and eligible sannyasins, and classified these into 10 groups and founded Dashanami Sampradaya. he assigned to 10 groups the task of presenting Upanishads and certain Vedas to ensuring the preservation of great Vedic culture. He found 4 mathas, Peetham, in 4 directions of India to propagate the philosophy of Advaita Vedanta, and to promulgate the concept of Sanatana Dharma. These 4 pithas are Kalika Matha in Dwaraka, Hassamalaka was the first pontiff, Jyotir Matha in Badri, headed by Totakacharya, 3rd Govardhan Matha in Puri, Padmapada became the head of this mutt, and 4th one Sharada Matha at Sringeri. Sureshwaracharya was the first pontiff. We are fortunate to have this mutt in our Karnataka. First, its name was Rishyashringapuri, sage Rishyashringa's Sadhanasthali. After, it became Shringapuri, and Shringapuri to Sringeri. It is on the banks of the river Tungabhadra. When Shankara came here, the atmosphere was very calm and serene, and he found snakes and frogs are playing with another. Frogs are the food of snakes, but here they are playing with one another. So this place must be of yogis. He started one mutt ashrama there. He constructed temple for the Divine Mother Saraswati, Saradamba. You have seen Mandana Mishra's wife Ubhay Bharati was goddess Saraswati. He prayed to her, "You are Saraswati, you came to earth. You must come to my sacred place in Sringeri. You must be the Adhishtatri Devata." In this way it became Sharada Pitha. In this way he found 4 pithas to preserve the great wisdom. After 1200 years, in the midst of all oppositions, we find the Upanishads and Vedas because of these Dashanami Sanyasi Sampradaya. We should be thankful to these groups of Sanyasins. He went on founding temples all over India, from south to north, east to west. In Buddhist period, temples were converted into viharas. Bhagwan Shankara reconverted these viharas into Vedic Hindu temples. That was the great achievement. Puri, Badrinath, Somnath, Kashi, everywhere we find the footsteps of Bhagwan Shankara. He composed Bhajagovindam, Nirvana Shatakam, Ganga Sotram, etc. We can find melody, poetry, philosophy, lofty visions, and deep emotion of bhakti, all packed into his composition. This was Bhagwan Shankara did for the common man. He was great worshipper of Divine Mother. In all mathas, he started worship of Divine Mother, Shakti Puja. He started worship of Divine Mother in Yantra, Sri Chakra. The common man's religion of bhakti mixed with rituals, so that the common man can hold this and understand the Advaita Vedanta. Like this, Shankara slowly succeeded in the most difficult task to unify the whole nation into the Vedic stream. It is almost impossible to think of Vedanta philosophy without Shankara. We can see his ideology in all spiritual leaders, Ramanuja, Kabir Das, Tulsi Das, up to Sri Ramakrishna, Swami Vivekananda. Till now, the stream of Vedic Sanatana Dharma flowing uninterruptedly. In the Bhajagovindam, very famous shloka, Shankara says, "Punarapi jananam punarapi maranam, punarapi janani jathare shayanam, iha samsare bahudustare, krupaya pare pahi murare bhajagovindam bhajagovindam." Again and again with birth, again birth, again and again death, again to stay in a mother's womb. Hard indeed is to cross this boundless ocean of samsara. Protect me, O Murari, through thy mercy. Desires are the bricks that go to build the house of dukkha. This world of ours is not a pleasure of garden. Really, it is an endless cycle of agonies, miseries, and defeated hopes. To fulfill this desire, we have to come again and again. It will clear with one example. In an ashrama, Guru said to his disciple, "There will be Shankhadvani when I die. This Shankhadvani will be the sign of my mukti." In front of the ashrama, there was a big mango tree. Master left his body under that tree, but the disciple didn't hear any Shankhadvani. Means my guru has not yet got mukti. When he was thinking in this way, he saw master's eyes were gazing a mango on a tree. He remembered his master used to like mangoes. Fortunately, now mango season is going on. When he plucked that hanging mango, to his surprise, he saw one insect in it. He crushed that insect. Immediately he heard Shankhadvani from Vaikuntha. He was very happy that his guru, master, got mukti. Before his death, master saw a mango on a tree, and the last moment of his life, he got the desire to enjoy it. To fulfill that desire, punarapi jananam punarapi maranam, master got the birth of insect. Through that body, he will fulfill his desire. Shankara says in Vivek Chudamani, "The sense objects of pleasure are like poison. Asham chindi vishopameshu. Throw away all desires, prompted activities, and have the idea that I am Brahman, ever pure. Desirelessness is the gateway of liberation." Advaita Vedanta points to one truth. You are Brahman, I am Brahman, I am the ultimate reality. Because of maya, ignorance, it appears as many. How to get rid of this? That is the reason we came to this spiritual life. Shankara says, "Durlabham trayame vaitat devanugraha hetukam, manushyatvam mumukshatvam mahapurusha samshrayah." Human body, desire for liberation, and Guru's grace, these three things are rare indeed. He mentions human life is precious. If we take refuge in God, Guru, scriptures, then mind will purify, inner impurities will vanish, and Atman will manifest. The knower of Brahman transcends grief, misery, everything, and attains supreme bliss. That is the ultimate teaching of Shankara, liberation, mukti, moksha. There is one saying, "Sarvam paravasham dukkham, sarvam atmavasham sukham." All dependence is dukkham, misery. All independence is sukham, happiness, joy. Advaita is the only system that makes the man completely independent. Vedanta gives great assurance to the modern world that everyone can realize Brahman. Today we find the Advaita Vedanta is crossing the boundaries of India. All over the world, people are hungry to read Advaita philosophy. Just imagine the contribution of Bhagavatpada Shankaracharya. Today, like Kanakadhara, Goddess Lakshmi, and Goddess Sarada, may shower their choicest blessings upon all of us, and we may imbibe jnana, bhakti and vairagya of great Vedantist Shankaracharya. This is the sincere and earnest prayer to the Holy Trinity.